Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Buck Brief. Let's talk about what's going on in New York City right now for a moment, because it ties into the U.S.-Mexico border, the waves of illegal immigrants coming into the country, the Biden administration's complicity in all this. They want more of this, and where this is likely to go in the future. I think this is one of the most important issues in the immediate term. I think you could say even maybe the most important political issue in America right now, because of an awakening that's going on among the American people that this is the plan. The illegal immigration that you're seeing is, in fact, the plan. This is what Democrats want. This is what they've been saying for a very long time. I would first tell you the numbers. 6.8 million, roughly, and it'll be 8 million by the time we are casting votes in November. 8 million illegals come into the country. The entire population of New York City, but illegal immigrants who come from all over the world, who are going to need massive amounts of public financial support, effectively the welfare state. You know, people talk about, oh, we're a nation of immigrants. You didn't show up at Ellis Island in the, 1890s and get told, here's the 4-star hotel we're going to put you up in. Here's the food. Here's the clothing. Here's the, you know, the medicines or you know, whatever you need. And we're going to keep giving it to you. And then eventually you'll just get to become a citizen and then get all this stuff as part of the welfare state of the country. Right. That was not because there was no welfare state. So none of this happened. There was no immigration customs enforcement processing that involved placing people in these shelters. I mean, these are refugee camps, everybody. By their own admission, they're seeking asylum. So they're asylees. At least they claim to be asylees. They're lying. They're scamming the system. And they're refugees, therefore. It's really very similar. An asylee is someone who wants asylum They're claiming a status that is the same as a refugee, but they're doing it in your country, as opposed to if somebody was in Venezuela and they went to the U.S. embassy there and they applied to come to America and said, I require refugee status. Obviously, that's a refugee. And this whole thing that's going on, I think people are seeing in New York City, it does have effects, and it has major costs, and it has a negative impact on a lot of people. You know, the Daily Mail has this video inside New York City's migrant school hotel. Shocking footage shows hundreds sleeping on the floor in Brooklyn Assembly Hall after students were kicked out of class. Parents refuse to let kids return because it is unhygienic. That is a quote. Well, they have turned this high school. They told the kids in New York, I think it's a couple thousand of them in this high school. They told them that you have to do remote learning, and we're going to turn your high school into effectively a homeless shelter or a refugee camp. It is a refugee camp for the night that they're staying there, because the city couldn't come up with anything else. This is the best they could do, is to tell high school kids, your school is now a refugee camp and you have to stay at home. And think about what that does for all those parents. Now, I know what the Democrats are going to say. They're going to say, oh, but it's only one day. How big a deal is this really? You know, why are they making such a thing of this? Well, think of the precedent that it sets. This is now showing you that if migrants have a need, other components of the city budget and other priorities of the city of New York will be cast aside in order to cater to the needs of these illegal immigrants. Right? So why is that acceptable to anybody? It shouldn't be. And what's so interesting is the more people have to deal with these migrants themselves, it seems the less excited they are about more of these migrants coming into the country, almost like something's really going on here. If you have experience of these migrants, then and you see what it does to public resources, emergency rooms, the schools, you understand that there's a problem here. And this whole game that they play, it's all emotional blackmail that the Democrats have here. That's what it always. Oh, but they're not asylum seekers. They're scamming the system. They're coming from all over the world. They're just getting here because they can get here. They're paying off the cartels. They're not here because, oh, I'm you know, a political dissident in my home country. And if I, that's not what's happening. If that were the case, they could have applied for refugee status from that country and they might have gotten it. But no, they're showing up. They're, you know, asylum used to be a cruise ship, let's say, was off the coast of America, and you weren't actually docking, but somebody who was like a Soviet refugee or, you know, a Soviet Union citizen who wanted to become a refugee would jump off, and then they would say, I'm in America now. I need asylum. You have to give me asylum, right? I mean, that's what it's supposed to be, for emergency situation, for people that can't go back to their home country for reasons of persecution. And it's something that the American people do that's just supposed to be kind, and our kindness is being taken advantage of millions and millions of times over. It's all being made into a big laughing stock. It's all a big joke. And it's just absurd that this continues on, but the Democrats want it. And we could talk about what the Democrats are going to do here and how they're going to respond to all of this in just a moment. But look, do you feel prepared? Because with everything going on these days, the markets could turn, the dollar could tank. Who knows what kind of civil unrest we could face? And you want to have a store of value on hand. It's just a smart thing to do. You want to diversify. That's where gold comes in. Gold has been used to protect assets against inflation throughout history. Gold is a global reserve asset, and countries are buying massive amounts of gold as a hedge against financial collapse. Protect yourself and invest in gold. Stop thinking things are going to get better. You need to look out for yourself and your family. My friends at the Oxford Gold Group will help you understand why you need gold in your 401k and or why you should have gold on hand at home. I mean, real physical gold. I've got some right here. It's in a safe. Don't worry about it. I keep it safe. But I got gold here on hand, and I go with the Oxford Gold Group. They want long-term customers. They want people that feel like they're getting great value, great customer service, and are going to build up sensible gold reserves for themselves over time. Call the Oxford Gold Group. Go check them out. Here, the easiest way actually is to go to the website. Go to the website first, oxfordgoldgroup.com/free. Order the investment guide or make a purchase of precious metals. Earn up to $2,500 in free gold. That's OxfordGoldGroup.com/free. OxfordGoldGroup.com/free. So, you know, the Democrats, Biden, all the rest of them, they are not going to change what's going on the border at all. We all know, I mean, the long-term game is very straightforward, which is that the more people you have who will be put through the system in this country, being on welfare, going to the American public school system, with all of its woke indoctrination, and who are particularly dependent on state resources, the more Democrat voters you're going to have over the long term, the more people are going to want higher taxes. But look at all of Latin America right now, for example. Now, a lot of the migrants, to be clear, are not from Latin America. They're from Africa. They're from Asia. They're from all over the world, but not really from Europe, but they're from everywhere else all over the world. And, you know, what you see in Latin America is a lot of countries that should be wealthy and should be doing quite well, but the people wanted socialism. And really, all of Latin America has been turning increasingly toward socialism in recent years. It's a shame. You know, look what happened in Brazil. The big exception to this is in Argentina with Milei, because the Argentinians are just sick of inflation destroying their hopes and dreams and their economy, you know, decade after decade. I mean, Argentina. But socialism has destroyed Latin America. And it's because it is for a lot of people at the top, it's like a religion. They believe in it because they believe in it. And if they're wealthy, they think they deserve to be wealthy and everybody else gets to have socialism. That's what really ends up happening. You have stratified wealth in these societies where, you know, there's very, very rich people in Brazil and then lots of poor, not a lot of very rich people, but there are some very rich people and then a lot of really poor people. And all these promises about if we just redistribute the wealth better, they'll be better off. It's just not true. But much of the rest of the world, I mean, if you were to, yeah, they want stuff. They want people to give them stuff. They want some form of redistribution of resources. They want socialism. And the American people are the ones who are going to pay for all this, right? Because they always say, oh, they're net contributors to the economy. That's just not true. You're talking about people that are showing up that are overwhelmingly non-English speaking, certainly have no advanced degrees or special skills. And for anyone who says that we shouldn't care about that, I just would say, then why do we have these immigration laws? Why can't we be honest about what's going on here? What is the point of having any of these immigration laws at all, if they're all going to effectively be ignored, which is exactly what is going on? That is exactly the reality that we see playing out right now. You know, I ask these basic questions, and I don't think Republicans are making enough noise about this. I don't think the candidates are making enough noise. I need to hear the D word. Deportation. That's what needs to be said here. You have to ramp up deportations or nothing else changes with immigration, because the incentive structure continues to be for people to come here illegally from all over the world. All right, look, I know it's a new year and people are trying to get their finances in order, but there's some great news for homeowners. Interest rates have dropped. They're now in the fives, a lot lower than they were last year. If you've been buried in high interest credit card debt, now's the time to break free. American Financing can help you access the cash in your home to pay off your high-interest debt. Last year, their salary-based mortgage consultants helped customers save an average of $854 a month. That's like giving yourself a $10,000 raise. What a way to start the new year. The company I relied on last year myself for my own home mortgage, where I live, my primary residence, American Financing, they gave me excellent personalized customer service. It's who I went with for my own mortgage, so obviously, this is who I trust. This is who I'd go with. Call American Financing today, 866-890-9392. That's 866-890-9392 or AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. So we've talked quite a bit about the immigration situation, and I hope that things start to change a bit with the way that this is talked about. I hope that people recognize more and more that this is just going to keep getting worse. I mean, if you're going to rely on people like Mayor Eric Adams of New York City, I mean, this guy has, you know, they are running out of resources in New York. They can't really handle this. And, you know, they're just going to try to get a federal bailout going. Something else I wanted to just talk about for a second here. The Epstein names that have come out and all this Epstein stuff that's been unsealed from the testimony. I don't talk about Epstein. Well, I talked about him for over an hour on the radio show a week ago. But, you know, I don't talk about this stuff that much because I think there's, unfortunately, we're not going to get the answers, the real answers, because there are people involved who are just too powerful. I think that's really where it is. We have these names that are involved. They deny it, right? They all deny it. They all deny any involvement whatsoever. Every single one of them denies anything improper, any sexual activity with any of the Epstein trafficked girls occurred. And we know that it can't be true that nobody was involved with Epstein and the blackmail schemes, right? We know that somebody was getting blackmailed. So who? Well, unless we have actual tapes, unless you have proof, because it's wrong to say that someone did it if you are not damn sure, because that's going to destroy somebody, right? I mean, that's a very serious allegation to make. So you got to know. And the only way you can know, right, is the proof. You know, proof like videotapes that maybe were in the Epstein safe in his New York mansion that the FBI found and then left there for 4 days and were gone when the FBI came back. Gone. I've told you about that before. You know, I understand that some of my analysis sometimes can seem a little bit cynical about some of these matters, but that's just because I come from an intelligence background and I've thought about these things for many, many years. I've seen these things play out over, you know, the course of a lot of different situations. And I'm just telling you, when you have very powerful people who face absolute ruination, there is nothing that they won't do. There's no lever they will not pull in order to make sure that they do not face any consequences. And when you see some of the names involved, or I should say some of the names that are allegedly involved with Epstein in a way that would be criminal or was criminal. Obviously, Epstein's not with us anymore. Also very strange, right? Epstein, the guy who committed suicide in a place where nobody else had ever been able to commit suicide before. I worry that this conspiracy will never actually get, even if we know the answers, there'll never be accountability. Even if we know where the whole Epstein thing, well, what it was really all about, which we do now, but I mean, if we were to get, you know, fill in the blanks, who, you know, to really know and believe who exactly was he blackmailing and on behalf of whom, no one's going to get in trouble for any of this stuff other than Epstein, who's gone, and Ghislaine Maxwell, who's away for 20 years. Why is it that we never hear from Ghislaine Maxwell about any of this? You ever notice that? She knows everything. She knows everything, right? Pretty much. Well, then why doesn't she tell us everything? Oh, you say, well, she doesn't want to further incriminate herself. She's already spending 20 years in prison. You know what I mean? And it seems like there's no interest really even in the people that dig for information and dig for the truth to try to get to the truth about it. I was telling you, I'm not a conspiracy guy. There's an Epstein conspiracy for sure. And we still haven't found out some very big pieces of it. And I'm doubtful that we'll ever really know, because the kinds of people and the kinds of entities that could get us those answers, a lot of them don't want to, because of who would be implicated. And I think that's where we are with it. Look, these days, as you know, you can be targeted by the left, targeted by the woke, and they can go after you in a whole bunch of different ways. Well, I want to talk to you about something you should just have in your back pocket. It comes from my friends at Patriot Defender. They offer a no-cost legal defense to protect your rights, freedoms, reputation, and way of life. If you speak up at a school board meeting about vaccine mandates and suffer consequences, your legal defense is covered. If your right to free speech is denied and you suffer consequences, legal defense is covered. Patriot Defender. Their website is patriotdefender.com, and they're probably able, you got to check to provide this in your state. They're adding states all the time. You got to check first, but if they can't yet, they will be able to soon. IRS audit targeting. If you're targeted because of your political beliefs, they can provide you with a no-cost legal defense. Second Amendment issues, you have to defend yourself with a firearm, speak up at a school board meeting, like I say, about vaccines or anything like that. Patriot Defender is there for you. And they do something that really is important, because they provide you with legal resources to defend yourself successfully. That's the whole point. PatriotDefender.com, PatriotDefender.com. It's the only place where you can get a membership that goes beyond defense for concealed carry weapons. They'll cover what others won't, and they'll protect you, your family, and your livelihoods. So that, my friends, is one more thing. Let's throw in there. Fauci says that he doesn't think that learning loss necessarily occurred in schools. I hope that there are a lot of people who feel deep shame at having believed this evil little lab coat Stalinist turd. Fauci is a horrible coward and a despicable human being. And what he did put millions and millions of people, I mean, hundreds of millions of people, through so much unnecessary anxiety and challenge and loss. And he is one of the most shameful people to have ever held any kind of power in, you know, the United States in my lifetime. I think you could argue he probably did more damage to more people than anyone else in the history of the United States. I really believe that. I think Fauci is the worst ever in many ways. So when he says he's not sure the kids have learned, of course he's not taking any responsibility for anything that's happened. He was just up on Capitol Hill getting grilled by Congress, but he knows nothing's going to happen to him. He's actually about to get really rich. He's got a book. He's going to have documentaries, because the left celebrates this guy still, because they want to create that little safe space for themselves where they're not a bunch of morons for believing this guy for as long as they did. And they should be ashamed, but they have no shame. All right. Tomorrow we'll talk about something happy at the end of the show. But that's it for today. Shields high.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.